a new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. As De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:30 first pitch here from Jupiter, Florida. Daytona coming off a tough extra-inning loss to Jupiter on Sunday, a 6-5 final. Tortugas having opportunities to walk it off in the ninth and tenth, but could not find a way to get the job done. They ended up splitting that series with the Hammerheads. Now the first meeting between these two teams since the tail end of May at the Jack. Daytona's last trip to this ballpark saw them bookend the series with victories, but the middle was four consecutive walk-off defeats. Now a lot of this Cardinal roster has changed since the last time the Tortugas played in this ballpark. Most notably, the Cardinals have been one of the hottest teams in the Florida State League so far in the second half. They have gone 3-0 in the first three games of the second half and are coming off a six-game sweep here at home of the first half Eastern Division champion, St. Lucie Mets. So, can Daytona have an answer? We will find out tonight. Chase Petty expected to make the start for Daytona. He'll go up against the right-hander Enoan Paniagua, who has been one of the league leaders in ERA and strikeouts all year long. Paniagua 4-4, a 2.43 ERA. Chase Petty 0-2, a 3.64 ERA. Before we head to break, Daytona did make a bunch of roster moves today, most of them significant. Tyler Callahan, who had been with Daytona for about a month plus, promoted to High A Dayton earlier today. In addition to that, Jay Allen, the second, who left the game early on Sunday, placed on the 7-day IL with a right oblique strain. Most of the talk has been that it is not all that serious, and they hope it's just a week, and he'll be back next week against the Mets in Daytona Beach. And added to the roster was catcher Michael Troutwine from High A Dayton. He played with the Tortugas at the end of last year, and outfielder Rafael Franco transferred from the Arizona Complex League. He played a bunch of games with Daytona in the middle of last year. We'll take a break. When we come back, a little bit earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with one of the voices of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That is Lisa Pride. She'll be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Daytona and Palm Beach coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the great voices of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That is Lisa Pride. Lisa, here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Tortugas and Cardinals this week, Palm Beach, the hottest team in the Florida State League right now, coming off a big sweep of the Mets last week, the first half champions in the East Division. What was it like watching the Cardinals do their thing last week, and what was different from them last week than what it may have been during the early portion of the first half when they were sort of with Daytona at the bottom of the standings?
Yeah, it was definitely a different team that came back from on the road. I even spoke with the manager, Gary Kendall, and I'm like, you guys are doing so great, you might not want to come back yet, you know? But they definitely wanted to be back here, and they're here for a whole month, the way the schedule is and the days off and how they get to play Jupiter at home. And so they're really here for a whole month now, so it'll be interesting to see how they do at home, because sometimes when teams go on the road, they are more like baseball focused only. You know, they've got the routine, and at home you get a little more distracted, you have some more time, and you know, friends come to visit, family. So, but they came home and were, you know, on the ground running. It was a team, St. Lucie Mets, that took first place in the division heading to the playoffs. The Cardinals were down in the basement with their Tortugas just trying to stay afloat. And to see the team find ways to win, and definitely still riding the backs of the pitching, but seeing the offense then finally coming through and getting guys like we talked about, you know, off air, Brady Whalen, and with his 8-game hit streak. And then Aaron McKeithen was a big part of his bat. He had a 5-game hit streak that just ended on Sunday, but 4 hits, or actually 8 hits, I'm thinking about when he played against Daytona, 8 hits, 4 doubles, you know, and just really helping the team win there. And then when I was just taking a look at what was happening the last couple of games with Moquette, a walk-off solo home run on Saturday, and then Moquette, Moore, and Cruz both with multi-hit games, you know, on Sunday. So it was just a great week. And actually, when going into the second half, the Cardinals were the only, and Mets were the only team, you know, that in town as far as playing that one game. So they had first place. The Cardinals, when they won, you know, everybody else's games were rained out through our division and through the league. And so they were in first place all by themselves.
Well, they backed it up by winning the next 2 days, and they're still in first place through the first 3 games of the second half. And one of the things we were talking about earlier, Daytona with some injuries right now in this series, some roster movement. This Cardinals offense does not have a whole lot of top 30 prospects and things like that. But you mentioned Brady Whalen and Aaron McKeithen doing some big things, and some other players stepping up recently. Who have been some of the guys who've stepped up lately for the Cardinals, and who are some of the guys you've really enjoyed watching so far this season, both on the mound and at the plate?
At the plate, one player that they are missing is Osvaldo Chavalin, who was leading the team in average and runs and RBIs. And it's so great to see a guy like that that's producing, being able to be promoted. So he was. They're definitely missing him, but guys are just filling in, you know, just how we've always seen. As far as you lose a guy, but then guys just step in. You know, they get more time. And so it's great to see, like, Moquette and Rivas and Whalen and McKeithen be able to do that. Then when we look at pitching, they have been consistent with pitching. Tink Hens is definitely one of their top prospects in the top 10, top 15. And he's very limited right now in his, since he's very young, in his outings. But he was part of a no-hitter that the guys did on the road, a combined no-hitter. So 3 pitchers, 3 innings each, and he was part of that. His last outing got a little roughed up, but when you look, not many runs were scored against him. But he went, you know, just the 3 innings distance and all. So it'll be good to see him face Daytona at some point during this series. Paniagua will be fun here tonight, as he's had a great game against Daytona and then a shaky one against Daytona. And his last outing last week on Thursday against the Mets, they figured him out right away. It was like attack first pitch, you know, base hit first pitch, another base hit first pitch. So then, you know, Paniagua was like, okay, wait a minute, let me figure this out, because he is our strikeouts leader along with ERA and wins.
And he got some great pitching, and you mentioned the no-hitter, Tink Hens, Jose Moreno, and Roy Garcia combining on the no-hitter on the road against Clearwater. Did you give Gary Kendall and the pitching staff any grief for doing it on the road as opposed to doing it where you could be on the mic here at home?
Yeah, I would love to be. They also, back a few years ago, a perfect game was thrown by Chris Corrigan, a lefty. It was a complete game, too, and he did it on the road. So we've missed out a few times on these, you know, big games, but that's okay. As long as the guys are succeeding and doing well, you know, it's not me. It's not about me.
One final question for you, Lisa. You got a beautiful ballpark here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You've been doing this here for a long time. What have been some of your favorite parts about working here and coming to broadcast games, not just for the Cardinals affiliate, but the Marlins affiliate here? Such a unique situation that you guys have here at RDCS.
Yeah, what's really interesting and really fun and is to be a part of two teams, you know, that you get to follow the floor, you know, as far as the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals, get to see the guys come back during spring training and get them, you know, they're promoted throughout. So it's really fun right now. Juan Yepes, it wasn't too long ago that he was here with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and now he is just producing so well, and he's really benefited by having Pujols there, like, to really talk to, and I see them guys all the time, like, you know, as far as, like, talking, and he's really helping him out, Pujols is with Yepes, and I was able to just recently go up to St. Louis and go to a couple games, interview a couple guys that have been here, so Ali Marmol was the manager and a player here with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and to see him as manager of the St. Louis Cardinals now, he says, and he acts no differently. It's the same demeanor, same, you know, calmness, very, very baseball intelligent, high, and just an overall great guy. And so when he was here as a manager, Jack Flaherty was here, and a couple of other players. So it's fun to see that, and to be able to see it, like I said, with two teams.
One thing with follow up with that, and that had to have been an amazing experience for you to be able to go up there in St. Louis and get to reconnect with some of those players and coaches, you know, going from single A ball, now here they are as big leaguers following their dream.
It is. It really is. Because, like I said, Jack Flaherty, who's hurt right now and struggling, but to have him here, you know, when the guys are, like, so young coming either out of high school or college, and then to see them move up and just get to where they wanted to be, that, you know, worked so hard to be. So it is exciting to see that.
Yeah, it's been great seeing all the people from my first year back in this league in 2019, so many Cardinals, Hammerheads, and Tortugas from those 2019 teams already up in the major leagues making noise. Lisa Pride, one of the great voices here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Have a great call tonight. We'll be talking to you.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Coming next, the pregame show. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Out here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. National anthem has been performed, and that means it is just about time for baseball here on this Tuesday night. And as Enoan Paniagua warms up on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Cookie Dawkins. Jack Rogers leads off in right field, his first start atop the batting order this season. Batting second at shortstop is Stephen Layton. Michel Triana will get the start. He is over at first base, batting third. Yasiel Pino will clean up as the DH. Batting fifth behind the plate, it is Hayden Jones. He's picked up a base hit in six consecutive contests entering play here today. Batting sixth in left field, Jamal O'Gwin. Austin Callahan will get the start at third base. He bats seventh tonight. Batting eighth and in center field is Fidel Castro, and Luis Chevalier will bat ninth. He is at second base. Starting lineup for the Cardinals, put together by their skipper, Gary Kendall. Leading off and playing at second base is Darlene Moquette. Matt Chamberlain will bat second. He will be in left field. Brady Whalen, first baseman, bats third. Aaron McKeith in the DH cleans up. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. It is Leonardo Bernal, the catcher in the sixth hole. Sonder Mora bats seventh at third. Elijah Cabell, right fielder, hits eighth. And Addison Cruz will bat ninth in center field. Inoan Paniagua getting the start for the Cardinals here today. And it'll be Jack Rogers to lead off against him. In case people are wondering why it's a little quiet, no paid attendance here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on Tuesdays and Sundays. And before the first pitch of the game, time called. And didn't see a motion from the home plate umpire. I guess he just had not called time in yet to start the ball game. So now he puts up the right hand and tells Paniagua he is good to go. Righty ready. So is Rogers. First pitch of the ball game, fouled off behind the plate, and we are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. No paid attendance here Tuesdays and Sundays. We'll have the ambient noise of the crowd back here tomorrow night. Still some people in attendance. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. And the count is 0-2. Righty's 0-2 pitch, and Rogers takes low. It is one ball and two strikes. Rogers coming into play today, hitting .316 in 28 games. Has 13 extra base hits, three homers, 18 RBIs. The 1-2, and Rogers swings through a high fastball for strike three. One up, one down for Paniagua here in the top of the first. And that sends up the shortstop, Stephen Layton. Layton hitting at .254 in 31 games, 13 extra base hits, four homers, 18 RBIs. Righty against righty, and Paniagua's first pitch brushes him back high and tight. And the count 1-0. Paniagua standing at 6'1", 148 pounds, 22 years old from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Cardinals back in 2018 as Layton waves and misses. And the count is 1-1. Paniagua entering play today, 4-4 record, a .243 ERA, making his 14th start. The righty's 1-1, and Layton tries to check his swing but cannot. And the count now, one ball and two strikes. Paniagua, 61 hits allowed in 74 innings entering play today. 20 walks and 83 strikeouts as that breaking ball drops in for strike three call. Back-to-back strikeouts begins the night for Paniagua. And there are two away in the first inning for the first baseman, Michel Triana. Triana hitting at .219 in 52 games. 40 for 183, 13 extra base hits, two homers, and leads the active roster with 23 RBI as he takes down and in. And the count 1-0. Righty Paniagua fires, working quickly. And that one hangs high. And it's two balls and no strikes. Defensive alignment behind Paniagua today, left to right in the outfield. But first, the pitch to Triana inside for ball three. Left to right of the outfield, Matt Chamberlain, Addison Cruz, and Elijah Cabell. The 3-0. And Triana takes a strike on the outside half. It is 3-1. Third to first around the infield, Sonder Mora, Jeremy Rivas, Darlene Moquette, and Brady Whalen as that one misses up and away for ball four. Michel Triana irks a two-out walk. And Daytona has the game's first base runner. Brings up the designated hitter, Yasiel Pino. Pino hitting at .321, 9-4 his first 28 in nine games. Rather, this is ninth game with Daytona. Two doubles, a homer, four RBIs as this one fought off the hands. Now to play first base way. It is 0-1. Leonardo Bernal doing the catching behind the plate for Paniagua this evening. One on, two out, runner goes. Pitch is a called strike up in the zone. Throw down is second offline, and the tag not in time. Throw down by Bernal carried the second baseman, Moquette, towards the first base side of second. And Triana able to slide in head first around the tag. So the count 0-2 on Pino. But Triana picks up the stolen base, his sixth, as that one misses outside. It's 1-2. Paniagua picked up the win against the Mets in his last start. Did give up 3 runs on 7 hits in 6 innings. Righty offers, and that one off the end of the bat. And it remains a ball and 2 strikes. Man at second, 2 out. Top of the first, no score. The righty fires, and Pino pops the breaking ball up in the air back behind the plate, and a long run for Bernal will come up empty as that one lands to the left of the Tortugas video coordinator David Mandelberg along the concourse behind the plate, and it remains a ball and 2 strikes. And David, a little acknowledgement from behind his spot at the dish. 1-2 on the Tortugas DH. Moquette holds on the runner at second. The righty fires, and that one runs high. And it's even at 2-2. And Paniagua walked 1, struck out 8 in that ballgame. Had a career-high 14-strikeout game against Tampa back on the 10th. The righty issues, and that one misses low. And Pino has run the count full. It is 3-2. Next pitch will be the 21st of the inning for Paniagua. Righty ready. Now here he comes. And Pino takes inside for ball 4. Tried to spin a 3-2 breaking ball, but could not clip the inside corner. And Daytona with back-to-back 2-out walks bring up the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones on a 6-game hitting streak, hitting .246 in 35 games, 10 extra base hits, 4 homers, 16 RBIs. Lefty batter against the righty, and Paniagua's first pitch is crushed deep down the right field line, but this one well foul and out of play, and the count is 0-1 on the very long strike number 1. 107.5 miles an hour off the bat, and 391 feet foul. The 0-1, and Jones, a little tapper right side, going to be a tough play. Moquette to his left, flips with the glove, all in one motion to the first baseman Whalen for the out to end the inning. Tough play for Moquette, a long run to his left. Only chance for him to get the out was by using his glove, as the glove and the hand, and able to make the play to end the inning. No runs, no hits, 2 left at the end of a half an inning. Daytona nothing, and the Cardinals coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Daytona and Palm Beach scoreless. Chase Petty warming up on the mound. Let's take another quick run through the Cardinal lineup that he will face. Moquette, Chamberlain, and Whalen, the top third of the order. McKeithen, Rivas, and Bernal, 4, 5, and 6, with Mora, Cabell, and Cruz rounding out the bottom third of the Cardinal order. Chase Petty getting the start for Daytona this evening. Chase, 6'1", 190 pounds, 19 years old, from Summers Point, New Jersey. acquired by the Reds in a trade with the Twins back in March. Darlene Moquette will lead off for the Cardinals in the bottom of the first inning. And Petty's first pitch, a bunt laid down, but it rolls foul to the right. And the count is 0-1. Moquette playing in his 31st game, hitting .241, 9 extra base hits, 6 homers, and 16 RBI. Petty from the first base side, the 0-1. And that breaking ball runs high. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Petty making his 14th appearance, 9th start of the season. The 1-1. This one reached for and tapped to second. Coming in on it is Chevalier. And he'll make the overhand throw to Triana for the out, one away in the bottom of the first inning. That brings up the left fielder, Matt Chamberlain. Joined the Cardinals roster from Peoria back during the last meeting between these two teams in Daytona Beach. Chamberlain, 25 games with Palm Beach, hitting .244. 7 extra base hits, 2 homers, 17 batted in. And Petty's fastball misses high. 4-1. Defensive alignment behind Chase tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Fidel Castro, and Jack Rogers, the righty offers. And that one on the inner half, it is 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton, Luis Chevalier, and Michelle Triana. With Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate, the 0-1, and this one fouled off the catcher Jones. And it is 1-2. Petty, 0-2 record, a .364 ERA, 41 hits. In 47 innings, 15 walks, 44 strikeouts as this one pulled foul towards the first base dugout. Will stay at 1-2. Opponents hitting .236 against Petty entering play here on Tuesday. Righty fires home and Chamberlain takes high. And the count evens at 2-2. Petty, no decision in his last start against the Hammerheads. That was last Wednesday. The 2-2. This one pulled on the ground. Forehand knocked down by Triana. Underhand flips to Petty, who's over to cover. And they get the out. 3-1, two away. Nice job by Triana not to panic after the ball didn't go cleanly into his mitt. Couple of ground balls to the right side, and there are two out for Brady Whalen. Whalen coming into the night hitting at .305 in 45 games. Switch hitter batting left-handed, and he takes down and in for ball one. Brady, 16 extra base hits, 6 homers, and leads the active roster with 23 RBI. Bases empty, two out here in the bottom of the first, no score. Here's Petty's 0-1, and this one hit on the ground to the right side, fielded by Triana, underhand flip to Petty, covering first, and Chase retires the Cardinals in order on 11 pitches in the opening inning. We are through one here at Roger Dean, still scoreless on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best dress uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July Night. And we wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Go to the top of the second inning. Tortugas and Cardinals remain scoreless. Fans, need to get your group to their big event? Then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Jamal O'Gwin will lead off for Daytona here in the second. O'Gwin, Callahan, and Castro, the three set to bat for Daytona. O'Gwin rocking a new number today, sporting number 34, and he swings at the first pitch and drives it to center. Back goes Cruz, warning track, curls in front of it, and at the very edge of the outfield grass before that dirt, setting up the warning track before the green padded wall, able to run it down for the first out of the second inning. So O'Gwin gives a jolt to one, but can't muscle it out. And there is one away in the second for the lefty swinging third baseman, Austin Callahan. Righty kicks and deals, and Austin takes a strike atop the zone, and the count is 0-1. Callahan playing in his 12th game with Daytona, hitting .242. As this one hit on the ground, a couple hops to first. Fielded on the forehand by Whalen towards the line. He'll take it to the bag himself. And two quick outs for Paniagua starts the second. Three pitches for two outs. And now the center fielder, Fidel Castro. Castro hitting .200 in his first 17 games, 9 for 45. A double, three homers, and seven batted in. Checks his swing. And did he go? Appeal down to the base umpire. No, he did not. And it's 1-0. Umpiring crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes, although the automated ball strike system is in effect today as there's a strike inside corner. It's 1-1 behind the plate. It is Chase Eubanks and Jared Duerson on the bases as Castro fouls it off his front leg before it rolls up the first baseline. It's 1-2. Duerson, a fill-in umpire for this series. Austin Snow, who was originally supposed to be behind the plate tonight, not here in Palm Beach anymore because he was called up for spot duty at High A. As Paniagua takes outside 2-2. So not only the players, but the umpires can be promoted. And so Duerson taking the place of Snow for at least the start of the series. This one jolted into right center field. Back into his left is Cruz. He slows down and makes the catch above that Cardinals word mark to end the inning. So Daytona goes in order in the second. Paniagua, an eight-pitch inning. We are through 1.5, still scoreless on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Cardinals and Tortugas are scoreless. Palm Beach went in order against Petty in the first. It'll be Aaron McKeithen, the designated hitter, to lead off. And the righty's first pitch is ripped down the left field line for a base hit, stays fair, hits off that sidewall and rolls into the corner. McKeithen rounds first on his way to second, and he'll be in there standing with the Cardinals' first base runner and the game's first hit. So McKeithen with a leadoff two-bagger. That's his seventh double of the year. And the Cardinals have the leadoff man on. One pitch into the bottom of the second. So here is Jeremy Rivas getting the start in the five-hole tonight. Has started a lot cleaning up for the Cardinals this season. Righty swinging shortstop. Petty from the stretch, and he tries to throw a slider that doesn't slide. And he hits Rivas right at the top of that number eight on that red uniform. So a double and a hit batter for the first two pitches here in the second. Brings up the catcher, switch hitting Leonardo Bernal. Bernal, a native of Panama, just 18 years old. 8-4 his first 34 with Palm Beach in 10 games. That is a .235 average. Third baseman Callahan about halfway, even with the third base bag. And Bernal attacks the first pitch and skies it to shallow left center field. In it to his right is Castro. He'll make the catch by the bill of that green cap for the first out of the second inning. So all three batters in this inning have made a play on the first pitch, a double, a hit batter, and now a fly ball to center. One out for the third baseman, Sonder Mora. Mora playing in his 50th game of the year, hitting just a .168, 23 for 137. Has seven extra base hits, three homers, nine RBIs, and this one skied in the air behind the plate. And this one will be a souvenir, landing on the roof. It is 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Petty tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Fidel Castro, and Jack Rogers. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton, Luis Chevalier, and Michelle Triana, with Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the dish. The righty's 0-1, and that slider dropped by Jones. And ruled outside, it is 1-1. Automated ball strike system in play here today and tomorrow will be the ABS challenge system, which is manual umpiring. Each team with three challenges for the entirety of the game, Thursday through Sunday. Challenge to the ABS system as this one hit off the hands into right. Rogers' first step was back, now racing in, and he'll make the catch on the move, right down by the word mark on that green jersey. So, back-to-back lazy fly balls after the first two men reached. And there are two out in the second for the right fielder, Elijah Cabell. Cabell was on the IL the last time these two teams met, hitting just a .165 in 25 games this year. 13 for 79. A double, two homers, nine batted in. Two on, two out here in the second, no score. Petty a look towards second, first pitch, fastball. This is inside for ball one. Righty Cabell bending his knees. Wags that bat behind his helmet. The 1-0. And this one fought off. Right by the handle, it is 1-1. Dimensions here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. For those who have never been, it is 335. 330 really down the left field line. 355 out to straightaway left. Now the righty offers, and that fastball hits the outside edge. It is 1-2. Now 380 out to left center, 400 to straightaway center. 382 to right center, 350 to straightaway right, and then 325 down the right field line. As that breaking ball misses up, and it's even at 2-2. McKeithen at second, he doubled. Jeremy Rivas was hit by a pitch. He is at first. Petty trying to escape trouble in the second. Back leg bent, now the pitch. And a swing and a miss by the batter, Cabell. Ball popped in and out of the glove of Jones. Tag applied. And Petty picks up a strikeout to get out of trouble in the second frame. Cardinals had two on, nobody out, but a couple of fly balls and a strikeout limit the damage. We are through two, still scoreless here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Daytona and Palm Beach still scoreless. 9-1 and 2-2 up for the Tortugas. It is the second baseman, Luis Chevalier, to lead off. And he takes a strike at the knees here to begin the top of the third. Chevalier, Rogers, Layton. 3-2 up in the inning as this one hit in the air to center. Coming on is Cruz, waves his right arm to say he's got it. And he'll make the play over his left shoulder. And the leadoff man retired here to start the top of the third inning. Back to the top of the order, and Jack Rogers struck out his first time. He is 0 for 1. Cardinals wearing the alternate red uniforms here on Tuesday. Palm Beach in red script lettering across the chest. As Rogers takes outside for ball one, off speed pitch there from Paniagua. Got that word mark with the gold birds on a bat logo perched atop as Rogers skies one to left. Going back on it now, racing in and to his right is Chamberlain, still staggering his feet and drifting a little more to left center, hauls it in. And Rogers retired for the second out. So back-to-back flyouts to start the third for Paniagua, sends up the shortstop Stephen Layton. Struck out looking his first time, 0 for 1. White numerals front and back with a thin black border on those Cardinals jerseys as Layton takes high. It's 1-0. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Paniagua. Red and white cleats dug into the stadium mound. As Layton swings through an elevated pitch. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. Nobody on, two out here in the third. The righty Paniagua misses inside with a breaking ball. And the count 2-1. Paniagua has retired six in a row dating back to the first inning. As Layton sends this one into the first base seats, it is 2-2. Red cap, red bill for the Cardinals tonight. White script PB logo on the front. Bird on the bat perched between the two letters as Layton laid on the fastball to end the inning. Paniagua, 94-mile-an-hour heater by him. He picks up his third strikeout of the night. He's retired seven in a row, dating back to the first inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona on nine pitches, 2.5 complete, still scoreless on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Addison Cruz to lead off for the Cardinals as he moved to the bottom of the third. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Opening game of this six-game series. Cruz, Moquette, and Chamberlain, the three, due up. And Petty's first pitch changeup as Cruz out in front. It is 0-1. Cruz been swinging a better stick as of late. Got off to a slow start this year as that one misses down and away. It is 1-1. Cruz hitting a buck 62 in 42 games, 22 for 136. The 1-1 finds the inner half with a fastball. It's 1-2. Cruz, 7 extra base hits, 2 homers, 11 RBIs. The righty offers and that one outside. Trying to spin a slider. It is 2-2. Daytona wearing the alternate dark green uniforms tonight. Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The 2-2. That misses high. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gray pants for Petty all the way down just above his ankles. Green and powder blue piping along the side of them. The payoff pitch to Cruz, and that one misses up and in for ball four. Fastball got away from him, up and in at 94. And there is the first walk allowed by Petty this evening. Leadoff man on for the second straight inning for the Cardinals. Back to the top of the order in Darlene Moquette. Ground ball to second, his first time, 0 for 1 today. Moquette homered twice in that series in Daytona back in late May. Interestingly, playing second base, only played the outfield in that series at the Jack. As this one stroked on the ground to the left to Callahan, a base hit. Stopping at second is Cruz, and much like last inning, the Cardinals with the first two men on and nobody out for Matt Chamberlain. Walking a single brings up Chamberlain, who grounded out to first. His first time up, he is 0 for 1. Ball in Petty's right arm as he leans in for the sign from Jones. A look towards second, his first pitch. Chamberlain shows bunt. Jones throws behind the runner at second, and he'll never get back to the bag. Layton picked it up on a bounce, stood in front of second, and Cruz never got back there. A great play by Hayden Jones as Cruz took too big of a secondary lead, 2-6. The pickoff for the first out of the third inning. Another strong play behind the plate by the undrafted free agent signee. So one away, and the pitch to Chamberlain fouled back, and it's quickly 0-2. What a change of events one pitch can make. So a man at first, one out, and the count quickly 0-2 on the Cardinal left fielder. Runner starts and stops, and Chamberlain saucers one to the left field seats, foul ball, and the count stays at 0-2. Petty, dark green socks, white and green Adidas cleats. into the stadium mound. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front. Another 0-2 pitch, and he got him to chase the slider. Breaking in underneath the hands, and Petty has his second strikeout of the evening. Two out now in the third for the first baseman, Brady Whalen. Brady entering play today on an 8-game hitting streak. 11 for his last 27, dating back to June the 18th. Roddy comes home. And Petty's first pitch misses down and in with a changeup. It's 1-0. Petty, in an interview a couple weeks ago, was sort of surprised by this, said the pitch he enjoys throwing the most right now is exactly the pitch he just threw, the changeup. An offering he didn't throw a whole lot in high school because he didn't really need to. As Whalen checks his swing, did he go? Yes, he did on appeal. Says Duerson, the base umpire, it's a ball and a strike. Said that talking to Chris Vinyl of the Daytona Beach News Journal a couple of weeks ago. Petty been very impressed with how he attacks his craft as a pitcher. Here in his first full pro season, as Whalen takes the changeup for a strike, it's 1-2. Petty, in that interview, saying he knows just throwing the ball isn't good enough, even at single A. Need to be able to pitch effectively, not just throw, if he wants to achieve the goals he wants to. 1-2 pitch, and Whalen nearly gets hit with that slider inside. And it's two balls and two strikes. But Chase, that's been his calling card all year. Been just as excited about soft contact as he is swings and misses. Runner goes, and a swing and a miss, and the throw down is second. It was in time, but the out is made anyway as Whalen swings and misses on the changeup to end the inning. Thought I heard somebody yell time as Petty was releasing that pitch, but apparently I was just hearing things as Petty picks up a couple Ks to strand a man aboard. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of three, it's still scoreless. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Michelle Triana leads off for Daytona, top of the fourth. Dino on Paniagua back to the hill. And his first pitch misses up and away for ball one. Triana, Pino, and Jones. Three due up in the frame, the 1-0. And Triana, a violent swing and miss. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Daytona, no runs, no hits, no errors. They have left two on a couple of walks. As this one served left field, long run in and towards the line. Chamberlain, he won't get there. That one down for a base hit. Triana rounds first, makes the turn, and heads back. So Michelle Triana picks up Daytona's first base hit, ends the streak of 7 in a row retired by Paniagua. And Triana aboard to lead off in the fourth. One on, nobody out for Yasiel Pino, who walked in the open inning, was the last man to reach base before the Triana single. As this one attacked and fouled off the hands, first base side, Whalen by the first base coach's box will make the catch above that red cap for the first out. One on, one out. And now the catcher, Hayden Jones. Ground ball to second his first time. He is 0 for 1. Jones entering play tonight on a six-game hitting streak, 10 for his last 20 coming into play today. Five of those 10 hits for extra bases, including three home runs, as this one sliced to left. That one's going to get down for a base hit and gets behind Chamberlain to the wall. Triana got a great read on it. He's rounding third, heading to the plate. The relay by Rivas, not in time. Missed by the catcher, Bernal. Jones, who is at second, heads on his horse to third. He'll reach there on an error. It's an RBI double for Hayden Jones. He extends his hitting streak to seven. Another RBI for him is 17th. And Daytona takes a 1-0 fourth inning lead. A 100.8-mile-an-hour liner down the left field line. Chamberlain could not get over to his right in time to cut it off. It'll be a throwing error on the relay to the plate that allows Jones to advance to third. And now the infield in for Jamal O'Gwin with one out, and he takes a strike down and away. It is 0-1. O'Gwin, fly ball to center his first time up. Righty's 0-1, and O'Gwin takes the breaking ball low. One ball and one strike. Seventh double of the year for Hayden, bringing home his 17th RBI. Paniagua offers, and that ball dropped by Bernal, but a strike with a fastball away at 93. It is 1-2. O'Gwin, tough game, hitless on Sunday against Jupiter. Righty comes home, and O'Gwin a ground ball back to the mound. They've got Jones between third and home. Trying to chase him back to third, it was Bernal, and Jones tried juking to his right around the catcher to get to the plate, but the tag applied by Bernal not fooled, and that'll be a 1-2 fielder's choice to erase Jones for the second out. Was a high bouncer, and Paniagua met it atop the hill to prevent that ball from getting behind him. I think Jones may have thought that one was a little bit higher than it was. Because if that ball gets over Paniagua's head, he scores easily. Now a man at first, two out for Austin Callahan. And he sends that one to the screen. And the count is 0-1. Callahan, ground ball to first his first time. Righty offers. And Callahan takes a called strike on the outer half. A curveball from Paniagua. It is 0-2. One run in on two hits for Daytona here in the fourth. They have a 1-0 lead. From the stretch, the 0-2, and Callahan takes inside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Lead off, blooped base hit to left by Triana. And Hayden Jones, two batters later, with an RBI double. A 1-2. Down and in. Try to change up that time, and it's even. Two balls and two strikes. Paniagua been very efficient tonight. 53 pitches and 34 strikes with two outs in the fourth. Most of those pitches, 20 of them, coming in the first. Runner goes. Callahan swings and grounds it foul. The first base coach's box where it's picked up by Jeffrey Sierra and flipped into the Cardinal dugout. Mix of blue skies and some low-hanging clouds here on this Tuesday night. The 2-2 runner stays put, and Callahan can't connect. 12-6 breaking ball, and Paniagua picks up the strikeout to end the inning. Fourth strikeout tonight for Paniagua, but Daytona picks up a run on two hits. One error and one man left at the end of three and a half. 1-0 Daytona. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. He'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Chase Petty back to work with the lead, 1-0 as we move to the bottom of the fourth. Aaron McKeithen again attacks the first pitch, right center field, back into his right, Rogers, and this one will be run down in the gap. Nice play by Jack. One pitch, one out for the Cardinals here in the fourth. Last time McKeithen led off an inning against Petty, doubled down the left field line. One away. Brings up the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Rivas hit by a pitch, stranded at first, back in the second. Righty's first offering is a slider outside. And the count is 1-0. Rivas, 5-for-18 in that last series against the Mets. Had a 4-game hitting streak snapped on Saturday. And he swings through this slide piece away. It is 1-1. Take a look around the FSL here in this fourth inning as that one misses down and away. It is 2-1. Full slate of games here on this final Tuesday of June 2022. Rivas tries to hold up but cannot on appeal, says the base umpire. And the count is even, 2-2. Mets are at home against the other inhabitant of this ballpark, that is Jupiter. As this one flipped down the right field line, long run for Rogers towards the Cardinal bullpen. But this one will land on Palm Beach's bullpen mound, a foul ball. It stays at 2-2. But they are through four at Clover Park. The Hammerheads a 5-1 lead. Mets were swept here against the Cardinals last week. And they will head to the Jack to take on Daytona starting on Independence Day a week from yesterday. The 2-2. And Rivas fouls another one into the seats. Bases empty, one out, bottom four. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Ian Lewis has a 2-run single in that ball game. Gabe Bierman making the start for the Hammerheads. As Rivas strikes out. Pitch down and in there from Petty. Got him on the changeup. Fourth strikeout tonight for Chase. Two away in the inning. Brings up the switch hitting catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Fly ball to center his first time. He is 0-1. Daytona shifts for him to pull from the left-hand side. Shortstop Layton shaded up the middle. And he takes low and inside for ball one. Clearwater hosting Lakeland. That game in the top of the fourth inning. Flying Tigers a 1-0 lead. As Bernal hits one on the ground just fair behind the first base bag. Nice play by Triana on the forehand to his left. And he'll take it to the square himself to close out a 1-2-3 bottom half of the fourth inning. Petty retires the side on 10 pitches through four, still 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Little John. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Fidel Castro leads off for Daytona as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Opening game of this six-game set. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Castro, first pitch of the inning, takes a strike bottom of the zone. And the count 0-1. Castro, Chevalier, Rogers, 8-9-1 due up. As he takes a knee-high strike and Fidel quickly behind. 0-2. Paniagua from the windup. Straddles the mound, the 0-2 pitch, and Castro tries to hold up. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Duerson. And Fidel punched out on three pitches to start the fifth. Five Ks tonight for Paniagua. Brings up the second baseman, Luis Chevalier. Acquired as the player to be named later. And the deal that sent Riley O'Brien to the Mariners. O'Brien going out west in April as Chevalier drives one right field. Going to his right now, drifting back is Cabell. And he'll make the play after he squares his shoulders to home as he ranges onto the warning track, two out. So Chevalier gives one a ride, but can't get it over the head of Cabell. Two out in the inning for Jack Rogers. Struck out and fly to left, 0 for 2. Continuing that look around the FSL, though, here on this Tuesday night. Mentioned Lakeland a 1-0 lead in Clearwater as Rogers takes a strike inside corner. It's 0-1. There in the top of the fourth at BayCare Ballpark, Mike Rothenberg with an RBI. Wilkel Hernandez for Lakeland. Rafael Marcano for the Threshers. The 0-1. And another strike. This time to the outer part of the plate, it's 0-2. Paniagua looking for a 1-2-3 inning as Rogers spins out of the way of the fastball up and in. It's a ball and two strikes. Tampa leading Bradenton 5-2. That game in the bottom of the third at Lecom Park as Rogers slashes one left center field. Back into his left is the center fielder Cruz, and it's over his head and will roll all the way to the wall. Rogers runs well for an outfielder and first baseman, and he'll get all the way to third, standing up without a play. It's a two-out triple to straightaway center field for Jack Rogers. He continues to blast the ball around the ballpark. And Daytona with a man at third and two out on Rogers' second triple. And 14th extra base hit in a Tortuga uniform. That ball just kept carrying over the head of Adanson Cruz. And now Stephen Layton swings and hits one in the air to left. But this one will be playable to his left for Chamberlain. And reaches up over his red cap to retire the side. So Daytona threatens with a two-out triple, but leave the man aboard. We are halfway through this one Still 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Chase Petty back to the mound for the bottom of the fifth inning. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Mora, Cabell, and Cruz. 7, 8, and 9 due up in the inning. Lights have flickered on here at Roger Dean. As we near the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Sonder Mora. Flied out to right his first time, 0-for-1. He'll lead off against Petty in the fifth. Righty comes home, and the first pitch fastball cut on and missed at 93. And the count 0-1. Wrap up that look around the FSL here in the fifth as Mora chases the breaking ball. It's 0-2. But Tampa, a 5-2 lead in Bradenton. They play in the bottom of the third. The 0-2 pitch, and that one goes 5-hole on Jones. Mora lays off. It's a ball and two strikes. 11th home run of the year for Marcos Cabrera of Tampa, a two-run shot. Righty offers, and that fastball just misses the outside corner. Good spot ahead in the count. It's 2-2. Tyrone Uli for Tampa, Valentin Linares. Getting the start for the Marauders, the 2-2 pitch, and there's a ground ball back up the middle and will get on through to the left of Layton for a base hit. So Sonder Mora aboard with a leadoff single. Third time in five innings tonight, the Cardinals have put the leadoff man on. That brings up the right fielder, Elijah Cabell. Cabell struck out his first time up, 0-for-1. Petty from the letters, and the first pitch fastball cut on and missed, and Cabell fell down. I don't know, the ball may have hit him or just lost his balance on the follow-through. But Petty ahead in the count, no balls and one strike. Only other game going on in the league today is down in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles hosting the Dunedin Blue Jays. The 0-1 and Cabell, a ground ball to third. Callahan Fields on to second for one. Chevalier to first. Double play. 5-4-3 around the horn. Austin Callahan a little bit ahead of himself. Took a couple steps towards the third base dugout. Thought that was the end of the inning. But he gets a pass for starting the 5-4-3 double play on a sharp ground ball hit at 94 miles an hour. So, base is empty. Two out now. After the leadoff single erased on the twin killing. Now it's Adinson Cruz, who walked his first time, and this one hit sharply but foul towards Daytona's left field bullpen. It's 0-1. 100.5 off the bat on that foul ball by Cruz. But Dunedin, a 1-0 lead in Fort Myers. Juan Gonzalez with an RBI on a sack fly. Is that down and away, 1-1. Tyrone Wallace. Or Trenton Wallace, excuse me, for Dunedin. Travis Adams making the start for Fort Myers, the 1-1.
This slider popped in the air to shallow right. Out is Chevalier, in is Rogers. Chevalier calling for it. And over his shoulder makes the running grab, still in fair territory to end the inning. So the Cardinals get a leadoff base hit, but a double play forces them to send the minimum to the plate. No runs, a hit. Nobody left. Five innings in the books. 1-0 Daytona. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there'll be best-dressed uniforms that'll be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Go to the top of the sixth inning. Michelle Triana leading off against Enoan Paniagua. Daytona a 1-0 lead, and Triana takes a curveball strike. It's 0-1. And now it takes down and in by Shoe Tops. It is 1-1. Triana, Pino Jones, 3-4, and 5 due up in the inning. Triana singled and scored on the Jones double back in the fourth. Is also walked today. And he's out in front of the changeup at 83. It's 1-2. On the third base side of the hill, righty offers, and Triana over the top of the top-bottom breaking ball for the first out of the sixth inning. Beautiful curveball from Paniagua. He now has six punch-outs tonight. One away in the sixth inning for Yasiel Pino. Has walked and fouled out to first, and he swings and smacks the first pitch back to the screen. It's 0-1. Pino been swinging a good bat since joining Daytona's roster. Righty offers. And this one hit in the air, right-hand side. Into foul ground is Whalen by the Cardinals' bullpen mound. Right by the downhill slope as he climbs the hill, makes the catch. Nice running play for Brady. Whalen had to go a long way to his left. And Pino retired on a foul pop for the second out. Now it's Hayden Jones. The difference in this ball game right now, RBI double down the left field line for the game's only run in the fourth. First pitch, the lefty hitter, and this one spanked into left center field. Long run to his left, Chamberlain, but he'll run it down. Nice play to his left, and Daytona goes in order here in the sixth inning. Paniagua retires the side on seven pitches, 5.5 complete. Still a 1-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our Oceanfront Hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Another beautiful performance by Chase Petty here tonight. Five shutout innings. Five innings matching a career best. As a call to the bullpen made by Daytona as he moved to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is the right-hander Jose Franco. 6'2", 239 pounds, 21 years old from Aragua, Venezuela. Second season with Daytona. His first pitch of the night is low to Darlene Moquette. And it's 1-0. Top of the order due up for the Cardinals in the sixth with Daytona in front by a run. Get you the numbers for Jose after this 1-0. And Moquette takes down and away for ball two. Darlene single to left his last time. Has also grounded out to second tonight. Broncos 2-0. And Moquette chases off the outer half on the change. It is 2-1. Franco making his 14th appearance, 7th in relief. 1-3, a 4.83 ERA. 54 hits and 50 in a third innings, 23 walks and 67 strikeouts. Leads the team in Ks. Is that one a little bit low? Not a bad pitch from Franco. It's 3-1. Opponents hitting 277. Against the youngster so far this season. 3-1 pitch, and Moquette takes low again for ball four. So the Cardinals put the leadoff man on yet again. Fourth time in six innings they have done that. And now it is the left fielder, Matt Chamberlain. Chamberlain, ground ball to first in the first, struck out swinging against Petty in the third. Lefty batter, third baseman Callahan in and off the line. And Franco has that one miss up for ball one. Franco, no decision against Jupiter last Tuesday. Made the start, gave up two runs on four hits in four innings, struck out seven. 1-0. And that inside for ball two. Franco. Thrown twice against the Cardinals this year as Jones asks for time. We'll head out to the mound and talk with the right-hander. Franco, his first outing here was fantastic. Four innings, no runs, no hits, 12 up. In many cases, well, wasn't exactly 12 up, 12 down. But faced two over the minimum. Walked two, struck out a season-high eight. In his second appearance of the year, that was the game in which he and Sam Benscooter carried a combined no-hitter into the ninth inning, only for the Cardinals to win it on a walk-off three-run homer by Osvaldo Tovalin. And then made a start against the Cardinals back on May the 26th at the Jack and took the loss. As Jones returns behind the plate, but the result the same as that one low for ball three. Cardinals did put the first two men on in the second and third, but failed to capitalize. Here's the 3-0, and that one high for ball four. So back-to-back walks start the sixth inning, and Todd Naskadov will come out of the third base dugout to talk with the right-hander who has struggled with his command here to start the night. Final line for Chase Petty. He was outstanding once again. 5 innings, no runs, 3 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Did hit one batter. 58 pitches and 38 strikes. Also induced a double play in this contest. ERA down to 3.29 on the year for Chase. And ever since his last start against the Cardinals, in which he set a career high in strikeouts, Petty has really been outstanding. His last 6 appearances, an ERA of 2.49. With just 19 hits allowed in those 25 and a third innings. Has had some tough luck in that stretch as well. Left in line for the win against Lakeland in game 1 of a doubleheader back on the 16th of June. But the Daytona bullpen could not hold it and had to settle for no decision. Left with a tie game against the Hammerheads last week before Daytona came up with a big 7th inning to win that contest 7-4. 2 on, nobody out for Brady Whalen, who is 0 for 2. Struck out his last time. And he attacks the first pitch slider. Actually, a changeup that time from Franco. Good downward movement. It's 0-1. Whalen, a switch hitter. On the left-hand side against the righty. Franco looks towards second, the 0-1. And this one reached for and fouled straight back. It's 0-2. Whalen had a great series against the Mets last week. Was 9 for 19. It's a 4.74 average. Walked as many times as he struck out. Franco's 0-2. This one hit in the air, left center field, in and to his right, long run. Castro caught off by the left fielder, O'Gwynn. Throws behind the runner at second, not in time. Great play by O'Gwynn, in and to his left. He and Castro nearly collided. Out there in left center field, Castro able to tail off at the last second as O'Gwynn charged in to make the play. And a big out number 1 in the 6th sends up the designated hitter Aaron McKeithen. Has seen only 2 pitches and 2 at-bats tonight. Double down the left field line in the 2nd, flied out to right in the 4th. Has the tying run in scoring position with 1 out. And Franco's first pitch is taken for a strike, breaking ball. And it's 0-1. McKeithen entering play today with hits in 6 of his last 8 games. Make it 7 of 9 with his double tonight. In those 9 games, 11 for his last 30. That is a 367 average. Is that down and away? Jones behind the runner at second. And Moquette back in ahead of the tag from Chevalier. McKeithen's 6 doubles out of those 11 hits in his last 9 games. He's also brought in 5 runs. 16th round pick last year out of UNC Charlotte. The 1-1. And McKeithen takes a called strike. Fastball at 95. It's 1-2. Infield shifted for McKeithen to pull. And now the pitch, and he lunges for that one away and fouls it into the Cardinals' first base dugout. We'll do it again. 2 on, 1 out, bottom of the 6th. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Hayden Jones an RBI double for the Tortugas in the 4th. Franco in his first inning of relief. Here's his 1-2 pitch. And he got him to swing over it for strike 3. Beautiful changeup from Franco, one of the best he's thrown all year. Looked like that ball was like a yo-yo on a string. And Franco manipulating it from the mound. And McKeithen down on strikes, 2 out in the 6th. First strikeout for Jose, and now it's Jeremy Rivas. Rivas been hit by a pitch and struck out. He is 0-1. Righty's first pitch, and Rivas again early on the change. It's 0-1. Franco's thrown that change up a lot more, although we're talking with Jeff Lacates, a trackman operator for Daytona, last week when Franco started. And he brought up an interesting point about that changeup idea. Is that one outside? It's 1-1. Jeff, a lot better at reading spin rate and horizontal or vertical break than I am at this point. And he said, Franco actually throwing a slider with that pitch, not a changeup. Is that one fouled off the hands? It's 1-2. The difference being that the slider he's throwing has more gyro movement than your typical sweeping action. And thus why it looks like the bottom falls out of it like a changeup. Cardinals had the first two men on. Franco a strike away from getting out of trouble. The 1-2 pitch, and this one foul to the right. And lands on the roof. It remains 1-2. Moquette walked. He's at second. Chamberlain did the same. He is at first. A deep breath for Franco from the stretch. Here he comes. And Rivas tied up inside. Able to lay off. Thought about it, though. And it's 2-2. Rivas entered the season as the Cardinals' number 36 prospect. According to Baseball America, he's had a solid season here so far. Is that one in the dirt? Blocked by Jones to his right. It's a full count. So that'll start the merry-go-round here with 2-1 and 2 out and a force at every infield base. Moquette will be off from second, Chamberlain from first. With the catcher, Leonardo Bernal, waiting on deck. This will be the 24th pitch for Franco in the sixth. Runners go, the 3-2, and this one fouled out of play to the right. We'll do it again. This one landing off to the right of the Cassidy cool zone. Group area out beyond the Cardinal bullpen. Remains 3-2. Next pitch will be the eighth of this at bat. Franco gets the one he wants from Jones. Another 3-2 pitch in the dirt for 4. Third walk allowed by Franco in the inning, and the Cardinals have him loaded with 2 out for the catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Bernal, fly ball to center, has also grounded out to first, 0-2 tonight. Bernal played last year in the Dominican Summer League, skipped right over the FCL. Entering play today on a 5-game hitting streak, 5 for his last 19. Batting left-handed, first pitch from Franco up and in, nearly clipped him. And it's 1-0. Franco nearing 30 pitches in the inning. Moquette the tying run at third. Chamberlain at second. And Rivas at first as Franco finds the bottom of the strike zone. It's 1-1. Looks to be Brett Lockwood, I believe. We'll start warming down the left field line for Daytona because of Franco's pitch count in the frame. The 1-1. This one fouled off Bernal's back ankle. It's 1-2. Bernal, signed out of Panama, won't turn 19 until February of next year. Was a part of Panama's team in the 2016 Little League World Series up in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. 1-2 pitch. This one hit in the air to deep right field. Back to the track goes Rogers, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the Cardinals' offices. A grand slam for Leonardo Bernal. His first home run in full season baseball, and the Cardinals take advantage of 3 walks in the inning. They take a 4-1 sixth inning lead. miles an hour off the bat, 374 feet out to right. First home run of the year for Bernal. His first official home run on American soil. And RBIs 3, 4, 5, and 6. Once again, Chase Petty will have to settle for a no decision tonight. As Sonder Mora takes a knee-high strike, it's 0-1. Mora has flied out and singled as that one. A foul ball. It is 0-2. Righty's 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Nice sprawling stop by Jones to his right. It's 1-2. This will probably be Franco's last batter of the inning, for better or worse, as he's now at 32 pitches in the frame. 1-2. And he got him to chase the changeup to end the inning. But the Cardinals score 4 runs on just one hit. The one hit, a grand slam. Out by a tenth beyond the right field wall. We are through 6. The Cardinals have a 4-1 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
So Daytona with some work to do now, trailing by 3. Inoan Paniagua stays out for the 7th, only 71 pitches through 6. And his first offering of the inning is foul to the left. It is 0-1. O'Gwynn, Austin Callahan, and Fidel Castro, the 3-2 up in the inning. O'Gwynn 0 for 2 tonight, grounded into a fielder's choice his last time as he takes high. It's 1-1. Daytona a run on 3 hits, no errors. They have left 4 tonight. 1-1 to Jamal. Strike inside corner, 1-2. Fastball that time. Cardinals 4 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They have left 3. 1-2. And he got O'Gwynn to swing over the top of the curveball. Slow breaker at 76. And Paniagua picks up the strikeout for the first out of the 7th inning. 7th K today for Paniagua. He's now retired 5 in a row. Brings up the third baseman, Austin Callahan, as grounded out to first and struck out tonight. Thought about attacking the first pitch, but leaves it up. It's 1-0. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here. There was a cavalcade of movement in the organization today. As Callahan fouls it to the screen, it's 1-1. With the midway point of the minor league season coming last week, got that mid-season shuffle of players around the organization. That one high, 2-1. You mentioned earlier on the onset of our broadcast, Tyler Callahan after the game on Sunday transferred to High A Dayton. As that one down and in, and Callahan able to hop out of the way and does a mini push-up in the process. It is 3-1. But Tyler going up to High A Dayton. One of those, sad to see him go, but it was time, and you're obviously thrilled for him. Just a great kid, and we wish him the best of luck as Callahan takes outside for ball 4. So Paniagua issues a one-out walk. And Daytona with one on, one out for the center fielder, Fidel Castro. First walk for Paniagua since the opening inning. Castro 0 for 2 has fly to center and struck out. So Callahan up with the Dragons now. Jay Allen unfortunately placed on the IL today as this one served in the air to left. Back into his right, Chamberlain towards the line in foul territory. Out of my line of sight. And this one gets out of play. It is 0-1. Aren't very many obstructed areas for us here at Roger Dean, but there is one just in a little nook and cranny to the left of the foul pole and left as well down the line and right. And the count 0-1 on Fidel. But Allen going on the IL with a right oblique strain, left the game early on Sunday in the middle of an at-bat as Castro takes a strike. It's 0-2. And the hope is it's sort of along the lines of Matt McClain in Chattanooga, who went on the IL Sunday with a wrist issue. Time called with the ball getting loose from the Cardinal bullpen. In the sense that they hope it's along the lines of Ruben Ibarra's injury stint back in May, in which he went on the IL for literally 1 week full. And as soon as the 7 days were over, he was back active. That one high, 1-2. Seems to be more of a precautionary measure than anything else. Not one specific incident, just wear and tear for a 19-year-old kid playing the most baseball he's ever played in his life. The 1-2 pitch, and Castro strokes one on the ground a second. Moquette can't find the handle, gets it a second for one, relay to first is late. A 4-6 fielder's choice erases the lead runner at second. But Castro safe at first. And the inning will continue for Luis Chevalier. Chevalier 0 for 2 as fly to center and fly to right. But the other moves to fill those two vacant spots, Michael Troutwine added to Daytona's roster from High A Dayton. Listed as a catcher as Chevalier out in front, it's 0-1. But Troutwine has played all over the place with the Dragons this season and has made a few starts in the outfield as well at 200. In 11 games with Daytona last season. The 0-1. Now one high, 1-1. Rafael Franco has also rejoined the roster from the Arizona Complex League. No relation to Jose Franco. Rafael from Chihuahua, Mexico. Great defensive outfielder. Played 11 games with Daytona last year. Struggled with the bat. Was just 1 for 29. As Chevalier takes a strike in her half, it's 1-2. One on, two out, top of the seventh. Cardinals a 4-1 lead here in the opening game of this series. Daytona had the mundane portion of the roster movement today in the system. That one a 55-footer. Blocked to the right by the catcher Bernal. It is even at 2-2. Lefty is up in the Cardinal right field bullpen. I want to say that is Hayes Heineke. Chevalier trying to continue the rally. The 2-2 from 22, and he got him swinging. Struck him out on the slow arcing pitch. Curveball that time from Paniagua, and he picks up his eighth strikeout to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on a walk at the end of 6.5. Time to get up and stretch. Tortugas trail 4-1. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Jose Franco back to work after a 33-pitch sixth. 8-9-1 due up for the Cardinals. Elijah Cabell grounded into a double play his last time up. And he swings through the first pitch off speed from Franco. It is 0-1. Cabell, Cruz, and Moquette, the three due up in the inning, the 0-1. And he swings through the high fastball. It is quickly 0-2. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Cardinals a 4-1 lead on a Yonatan, or rather a Leonardo Bernal grand slam. Was thinking about the Dunedin pitcher. As Cabell out in front of the breaking ball for strike three. Third punch out tonight for Franco. One down in the seventh. Brings up the center fielder, Adinson Cruz, has walked and popped up tonight. That was to second his last time in the fifth. Is this one fouled off the end of the bat? Here the count 0-1. Nobody on, one out, a 4-1 Cardinal lead. But talking about all the roster movement in the minors for the Reds today, as Cruz chases one down and away, it's 0-2. Mentioned Daytona sort of on the mundane side of all the movement. High A Dayton saw a couple players go up to Double A Chattanooga as Cruz swings and misses for strike three. Another breaking ball down. Four Ks now for Jose tonight. He's found his rhythm. Back to the top of the order in Darlene Moquette, who walked and scored on the grand slam last inning. One for two with a single. But Dayton sending former Tortuga Alan Cerda to Double A Chattanooga for the first time. Nick Quintana, who was with Lakeland in this league last year as Moquette, doesn't really have an aggressive batting stance for that first pitch, but watches it miss low for ball one. Connor Phillips, who the Reds acquired in the Jesse Winker, Eugenio Suarez trade, had a great start to his year as this one laced out to left. Back in two is left, O'Gwynn, he'll run it down in the inning. But Phillips Cerda promoted it to Double-A Chattanooga earlier today, along with Nick Quintana. We've got a whole bunch of other ones to tell you about when we come back as well. 1-2-3 go the Cardinals in the seventh to the eighth. Daytona down by 3-4-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Cardinals as we move to the top of the eighth inning. It is the left-hander Hayes Heinicke who takes over after seven strong from Inoan Paniagua tonight. Jack Rogers to lead off, and the left-hander takes low for ball one. Top of the order due up for Daytona. Rogers, Layton, Triana. Tortugas down by three. Rogers tripled his last time up, was stranded at third in the fifth. And he sends this one to the vacant third base seats. It is 1-1. Heinicke, the new arm in the game for Palm Beach. Standing at 6 feet tall, 210 pounds from Fayetteville, Georgia. Celebrating his 23rd birthday today. So happy birthday to Hayes as that one a strike at the knees. It is 1-2. 13th round pick of the Cardinals last year at a Wofford College in South Carolina. 1-2, and Rogers smacks the breaking ball into center, but not having to move very much at all is Adamson Cruz. Slight bend in his knees, but the old school Adam ball records the first out of the inning.
Number one, the shortstop, Brandon
Blake. Hit it well, 106.8 miles an hour. But it has nothing to show for it. One away in the eighth inning for Stephen Layton. Layton has struck out twice, flied out to left his last trip in the fifth. Lefty's first offering. And Layton takes a strike atop the zone. It's 0-1. Heinicke making his 18th appearance, 17th out of the bullpen, 3-3, a 3.86 ERA, the 0-1. And Layton claps one in the air to left center field. Back into his right is Cruz, slowing down by the warning track, still on the outfield grass. Makes the play for the second out. Two away in the eighth inning brings up the first baseman, Michelle Triana, has walked, singled, and struck out. He's also scored Daytona's only run. Heinicke, 2-for-4 in save tries this year, 26 hits in 32 and two-thirds innings, 15 walks, and 43 strikeouts. The southpaw deals outside for ball one. Fastball at 88. Opponents hitting 222. Against the lefty coming into play tonight. Heinicke's 1-0. That one down and in. It is 2-0. Heinicke pitching for the first time since last Wednesday against the Mets. Earned the win out of the bullpen. Has actually earned the win in his last two outings. Has not allowed an earned run over his last six innings in those two appearances. As Triana takes low for ball three. Has struck out 10 of the 22 batters he's faced in those six innings as well. The 3-0. Triana taking all the way. Looks at a strike. It's 3-1. Final line for the starter, Inoan Paniagua, goes seven quality innings, one run on three hits. Three walks, eight strikeouts as Triana swings and foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Bernal. It's a full count. Paniagua, 89 pitches, 59 strikes tonight. Payoff pitch, and Triana able to grab a piece towards the first base dugout to stay alive. Talking about all the movement in the Reds organization today. Told you all the movement from high A to double A, but quite a few players moving up to triple A from the lookouts earlier today. Brandon Williamson, lefty who came over in that trade with the Mariners as Triana frozen on the breaking ball to end the inning. 1-2-3, Heinicke retires Daytona in the eighth. But Isaiah Gilliam, a former Tampa Tarpon in this league, going up to AAA. T.J. Zoik, who the Reds signed as a minor league free agent a couple weeks ago, also going up to AAA here today. To the bottom of the eighth, Tortugas trailing 4-1 here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jose Franco back to work as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals a 4-1 lead in this series opener. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation. Since 1983, reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Sounds of the Rolling Stones playing over the speakers as Matt Chamberlain leads off the bottom of the eighth, and he pulls his head out on the off-speed. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. Chamberlain, Whalen, McKeithen, 2-3 and 4, due up for the Cardinals in the inning, as again Chamberlain out in front. It is 0-2. Daytona scored a run in the fourth on an RBI double by Hayden Jones. The Cardinals, all four of their runs on one hit in the sixth, a grand slam by the catcher Bernal. This one skied out to left. Over to his left a few steps, O'Gwynn. And he'll make the nonchalant catch for the first out of the inning. One away for Brady Whalen. 0-3 tonight. Always great seeing my old buddy Brady. Worked together in 2017 with the Johnson City Cardinals. Hard to believe it was 5 years ago now. Brady knocking on the doors of another trip to high A ball as he swings violent three through that pitch. It is 0-1. Could be the last chance for Brady to extend his hitting streak. Entered play today on an eight-game stretch. 0-3 tonight. Flied out to left his last time. Is that one low? It is 1-1. Twelfth round pick of the Cardinals a number of years back at a high school in Washington State, as this one reached four off the end of the bat, and there's the base hit, making a nine-game hitting streak for Whalen. He's going to try and push it for two. O'Gwynn's throw, the tag, not in time. Looked like the throw beat Whalen to second base. Chevalier picked it up on a hop, tried making the sweeping tag to his left, but Whalen able to get around it. So Brady Whalen extends his hitting streak to nine straight, as he is at second with his 10th double of the season. Good piece of hitting by Brady. Infield was shifted to the pull side of the right. Offering was away, and Whalen just stuck his bat head out there. Was able to get it past the vacated side of the shift. Now it's Aaron McKeithen, who has doubled, flied out to right and struck out. And he takes high for ball one. McKeithen from North Carolina, older brother Joel, a college player at Vanderbilt and NC State. 1-0. Inside. It is two balls and no strikes. Fastball there that time from Franco. But his brother Joel played three different indie ball teams in the Frontier League, the Gateway Grizzlies, Southern Illinois Miners, Lake Erie Crushers. Is that one high? 3-0. He was also drafted out of high school by the Rockies, but did not sign. And actually was in affiliated baseball the year before the pandemic in 2019. Was the hitting coach for the Phillies short season team in Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the Crosscutters. 3-0 from Jose. And that tied for ball four. So back-to-back two-out base, or rather one-out base runners against Franco. A double and a walk. Brings up the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. 0-1 tonight, walked and scored on the Bernal grand slam in the sixth. He's also been hit by a pitch and struck out. Whalen leads off second. The first pitch from Jose. That misses down and away. It is one ball and no strikes. Talked a little bit about this on Sunday, but last night they handed down the punishment for that wild brawl between the Mariners and Angels. Is this a ground ball to short? Could be two. Layton on his second for one. Chevalier to first, double play to end the inning, and I guess the baseball gods don't want me talking about that brouhaha that happened in Anaheim on Sunday night. Cardinals get a couple of base runners on a walk and a double, but leave one on the double play. To the ninth we go. Daytona needs three to tie, four to take the lead. Pino, Jones, Oguindu up. Cardinals a 4-1 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Two-inning save. Cardinals have a 4-1 lead as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Yasiel Pino, Hayden Jones, Jamal Oguin. 4-5 and 6 in Daytona's order due up. Trying to come from a few runs down. Yasiel Pino, 0-2 with a walk tonight, and he attacks the first pitch and sends it into the first base seats. It's 0-1. Pino walked his first time. Since then, a couple of foul outs to first base. Heinicke retired. Daytona in order in the eighth inning. And that one outside, it is 1-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at this one, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game two in this series tomorrow night. As Pino takes a strike, it's 1-2. Also worth noting again, as we said on Sunday, I'll be with you again tomorrow night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. My good buddy Kenny Scherlinger will take over Thursday through Sunday. I'll be back with you on Monday when the Tortugas open up their Independence Day homestand against the Mets. As this one off the end of the bat and dunked into center field, a base hit. Yasiel Pino, good piece of sticksmanship. Sticks the lumber out there and clocks it into center. And Daytona has the leadoff man aboard to start the ninth inning. First hit for Daytona since Rogers triple in the fifth. Did have a couple base runners in the seventh on a walk. Now it's Hayden Jones, 1-3, has brought home Daytona's only run with a double to left. And this one out of play to the left. It is 0-1. The series continues tomorrow. Will be the talented young righty for Palm Beach, Tank Hentz. The 0-1. And Jones over the top, it's 0-2. Hence, combined with Jose Moreno and Roy Garcia a couple weeks ago on a combined no-hitter against Tampa. Daytona tomorrow will give the ball to the righty Julian Aguiar. Jones tries to check his swing but cannot on the sweeping breaking ball. Says the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, and Jones down on strikes. For the first down here in the ninth inning. Second strikeout for Heinicke tonight. Brings up the left fielder Jamal Oguin. Jamal struck out his last time 0-3. Flied out to deep center in his first trip. And Heinicke's off speed. Misses a little bit outside. It's 1-0. Cardinals have not announced a probable yet. For that game on Thursday, Daytona will likely give it to Tanner Cooper. That one low 2-0. He and Javi Rivera combined on that shutout of Jupiter in game two on Saturday. Hunter Parks, the scheduled starter for Daytona on Friday against Brian Pope. As Oguin tops one in the air to the right, out of play, it's 2-1. One on, one out, top of the ninth. Cardinals a 4-1 lead here in the opening game of this series. Saturday, Kevin Abel expected to make his first start with the Tortugas. Lefty comes home, and O'Gwynn takes up and in. It is 3-1. Will be Abel, likely Trent Baker, to get the ball for the Cardinals on Saturday. And then a note as Lefty comes home, and O'Gwynn fouls it off the catcher. It's full. But the game on Sunday, July the 3rd, will be a 6 p.m. start time here at Roger Dean for some Independence Day fireworks. It'll be the lefty Alex Cornwell expected for the Cardinals. Daytona projected to give the ball to Jose Franco, who has thrown here tonight. Has another one in the first base seats. And the count stays at 3-2. Austin Callahan, lefty swinging third baseman, waits on deck. Lefty ready now, the offer, and he gets him to swing through the high fastball for strike three. Third strikeout for Heinicke, and Daytona down to their final out tonight. Here is Austin Callahan. Last line of defense, 0 for 2, walked his last time. Was erased on a fielder's choice. He's also grounded out in this one. Cardinals looking to collect yet another victory. As this one fouled away, it's 0-1. The 0-1. Callahan, a ground ball, back up the middle. Nice play to his left by the shortstop. Rivas tries flipping to Moquette, covering second, but the ball is unable to be held onto by the second baseman, and everybody's safe. Pino able to slide in safely at second base. Was not an easy play to his left for Rivas. Made a nice pick on the forehand, tried flipping it with the offhand to the second baseman going over to cover. But Moquette could not handle the flip. And so Daytona will bring the tying run to the plate. In the form of a pinch hitter, it looks to be Ilvin Fernandez. See how that one is ruled. Looks like that one will end up being a base hit for Austin Callahan. As Fernandez, the pinch hitter, attacks the first pitch and fouls it out of play. Lands on the roof of our booth and back down in front of us. Fernandez, right-handed batter against the lefty pitcher, the 0-1. Fernandez grounds one softly to third, charging in on it, making the throw on the move is Mora. Keeping his back foot on the bag is Whalen for the final out. And that'll do it as the Cardinals take the opening game of this six-game series. Your final tonight, the Palm Beach Cardinals 4 and the Daytona Tortugas 1. Daytona's three-game road winning streak has come to a close. The Cardinals have now won 7 in a row here at home, dating back to the start of that last series against the Mets. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report is next. Cardinals a winner, 4-1. Back with our final thoughts after these messages here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach,
with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home for an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 4th against the St. Lucie Mets. As part of the festivities, there will be best dress uniforms that will be auctioned off during the game. We'll have special games and activities, and after the final out, stick around for a tremendous patriotic firework extravaganza. After an off day on Tuesday, come hungry on Wednesday, July 6th for a Belly Buster Wednesday, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on July 7th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Arrive early on Friday, July 8th, as the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will wear special uniforms and stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. You better not pout, you better not cry on Saturday, July 9th for Christmas in July night. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
You know, usually the announcer's jinx is about specific plays or moments in a ballgame, not the entire game itself. But I guess that's the case with me, as the Tortugas had lost 13 straight road games before I departed 2 weeks ago. With that series in Lakeland, Kenny Scherlinger came to town. Daytona won three straight road games. And now that I am back here on the road, Daytona has fallen again. So maybe it's me. We'll find out tomorrow and then again this weekend if I am indeed the human bad luck charm. I've been telling people that for years. No one believed me. I'm finally coming together with the concrete evidence here in 2022. But a tough one tonight as the Cardinals win their ninth straight at home. With a 4-1 win over Daytona, they are now a perfect 4-0 in the second half. They are back to 500 on the year at 34-34. Daytona with the loss, dropping to 1-3 in the half, 30-39 on the season. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight as we reach the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here. On the Tortugas radio network was Chase Petty against Inoan Paniagua to start. And remained a scoreless game going into the fourth inning. Daytona got out of some jams in the second and third. But Michel Triana led off the fourth with a single he dunked in the left after Yasiel Pino fouled out to first. Hayden Jones slapped a line drive down the left field line. Triana read it well, scored all the way from first base. A throwing error to the plate allowed Jones to take third. It was an RBI double for Hayden, and Daytona had a 1-0 lead in the fourth. Jamal O'Gwynn then hit a ground ball back up the middle. It was a nice leaping play by Paniagua. They caught Jones between third and home. And that would be the last time Daytona really had a great shot to score. In the fifth inning, they got a two-out triple from Jack Rogers to center, but Stephen Layton flied out to deep left. And Daytona would only get one more man in the scoring position the rest of the night. That was in the ninth inning when Daytona put the tying run at the plate with two outs. But the Cardinals took advantage of some mistakes in the sixth inning, and unfortunately for Daytona, it was mostly just command issues. Back-to-back walks started the bottom of the sixth to Darlene Moquette and Matt Chamberlain. Then Jose Franco settled down. He got Brady Whalen to fly out to left, then struck out Aaron McKeithen on five pitches, but lost Jeremy Rivas. He walked to load the bases. And on a 1-2 pitch to Leonardo Bernal, he gulped one out beyond the right field fence. His first home run of the season, a grand slam, gave the Cardinals a 4-1 lead. But as we said, Daytona rallied in the ninth. Got a leadoff single by Yasiel Pino, a two-out infield knock from Austin Callahan. But Elvin Fernandez pinch hitting for Fidel Castro, grounded out to third as the Cardinals win their ninth straight home game with a 4-1 victory. Winning pitcher tonight, Enoan Paniagua, improves to 5-4, 7 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Loss goes to Jose Franco. He drops to 1-4, gives up 4 runs all earned on 2 hits and 3 innings, walked 4 and struck out 4. Hayes Heineke, his third save, 2 innings, no runs, 2 hits, no walks, and 3 Ks. A tough no decision for Chase Petty tonight. He was marvelous once again, 5 innings, no runs, 3 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 4. Final line scores tonight. Daytona 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They left 7. Cardinals 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 4. Final time of game tonight. A incredibly rapid 1 hour and 52 minutes. Both teams tonight playing the first 5 innings in tonight's game. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to jinx it. They played the first 5 innings tonight in less than an hour. It's almost like someone in the control room was pressing fast forward and jamming it into the system over and over again with the way the game was played tonight. And no official attendance here in Palm Beach on Tuesday and Sunday evenings. Look around the FSL. This is the only game that's gone final so far tonight. Bottom of the eighth inning in St. Lucie. The Mets have come from 4 runs down. They lead the Hammerheads 7-5. Lakeland a 5-4 lead on Clearwater, top of the sixth. It is still a 5-2 Tampa lead in the top of the fourth inning out in Bradenton. That game has been in a delay for a while due to rain, and they are in the top of the seventh in Fort Myers. Dunedin, a 2-0 lead on the Mighty Muscles. Blue Jays working on a combined one-hitter. Looking at the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, bottom of the second inning in Chicago, Reds and Cubs are scoreless. Luis Castillo against Keegan Thompson. Jonathan India back in the lineup tonight. Nick Senzel, Albert Almora Jr. has joined him in the order. Triple-A Louisville, top of the sixth inning on the road against the Toledo Mudhens, Tigers affiliate. Louisville a 1-0 lead on a Christian Santana RBI base hit. Lorenzo Cedrola, Jose Barrero, Alejo Lopez, Stuart Fairchild, Mark Colesberry in the lineup today. Justin Nicolino making the start for the Bats. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Birmingham Barons, White Sox affiliate. That game tied at 1 in the middle of the fifth. Nick Quintana picking up his first double-A RBI with a single. Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Ivan Johnson, the Daytona alums in the lineup. Alan Cerda 0-for-2 so far tonight in his double-A debut. Carson Spires has given up 1 run over 5 innings, the Daytona alum in his start for the Lookouts. High A Dayton in the bottom of the fifth inning on the road against the Great Lakes Loons. Dodgers affiliate, they trail 5-1. Austin Hendrick with a sacrifice fly. Jose Torres, Daniel Vaoheen, Ellie De La Cruz. Hendrick, Tyler Callahan getting the start at third base tonight, 0-for-2 in his high A debut. Justice Thompson, Ashton Creel also in the lineup. Thomas Farr and Carson Rudd have pitched in that game as Daytona alumni. Reds, Dominican Summer League action today. They fell on the road to the Phillies Red Team in 7 by a final of 7-1. They're now 8-10 on the year, and the ACL Reds will take on the Royals tonight on the road. That game scheduled to start at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Are Fronson, the Daytona alum, expected to make the start for the ACL team today, while Miguel Hernandez is going to make a rehab start at shortstop for the ACL team tonight as well. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say our final goodbye here on this Tuesday night. Guardians and Twins playing a doubleheader. Cleveland taking game 1, 3-2. Twins lead game 2, 3-0, top 5. Middle of the fifth in Washington. Nationals a 1-0 lead on the Pirates. Patrick Corbin against Jose Quintana. Braves a 3-1 lead against the Phillies. Bottom 4, Charlie Morton against Zach Wheeler. Top of the fifth in the Bronx. Yankees a 2-0 lead on the A's. J.P. Sears against Frankie Montas. End of 4 in Toronto. Blue Jays a 4-1 lead on the Red Sox. Ross Stripling against Michael Wacha. It is the Astros 5 and the Mets nothing. Bottom 4 in Queens. Framber Valdez against Carlos Carrasco. End of the 4th in Tampa. It is the Rays leading the Brewers 1-0. Shane Baz against Brandon Woodruff. Top of the 3rd in St. Louis. Marlins Marlins a 3-0 lead on the Cardinals. Braxton Garrett against Dakota Hudson. End of the first in Kansas City. Rangers a 1-0 lead on the Royals. John Gray against Jonathan Heasley. Top of the first in Colorado. That game going to start in about 10 minutes. The Rockies and the Dodgers. Kyle Freeland against Clayton Kershaw. Everything else will start later tonight, 9:38. Angels host the White Sox. Chase Silseth against former Red Johnny Cueto. Diamondbacks host the Padres at 9:40. Zach Gallen against Sean Manaea. Tigers in San Francisco to take on the Giants. Tarik Skubal against Carlos Rodon. And the Mariners will host the Orioles at 10:10. It'll be Robbie Ray against Dean Kramer. Our series continues tomorrow night. Our coverage begins 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 Eastern Time. It will be for the Cardinals, the young right-hander Tink Hentz making his seventh start of the year. 0-1, a 1.53 ERA. He'll go against the righty Julian Aguiar. 21-year-old will make his ninth start. 4-5, a 4.01 earned run average. Again, our coverage starting 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 Eastern Time. Leading up to the 6:30 first toss right here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. That'll do it for us here on this Tuesday night for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Roger Dean as the Cardinals take the opener tonight by a final of 4-1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.